worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
This is going to be a very weird show today. My name's Lazy E. Today, the host of A Freak Accident. We'll get to that in just a little bit. The terrible lineage of problems we had today. But if you found us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, well, there's one place that you could go to that has all our episodes. That's afreakaccident.com. And if you need to email us, well, you could always do that. Freaks at afreakaccident.com. So here's the story. Here's what went down. So we normally record on a Wednesday. Today, Wednesday. I got Crisco, who texts us out of nowhere, me, myself, and Mickey. He says, I can't make it today. Out of nowhere. He says, some end of month at work. Bull crap. And, of course, Mickey can't because she's pulling together her ramp park work thing, her adventure, beans and bumps. You, if you've been listening, you know what I'm talking about. So,
damn it, Mickey!
And now we've added in Crisco's.
Crisco's terrible.
Yeah, so I had to enlist people. So we started with Val, who's been on this podcast before, and he bailed on me.
Yeah.
Then we had a guy named Duffy. He bailed on me. So, I hate to say it, our last choice.
Oh, thanks.
Kara, how you doing?
Hey, the biggest loser in the room. Thanks.
Well, you were third choice. First is the worst, second is the best, third is the one. Oh, man,
no,
that doesn't work your way.
It's not really. No, but that's okay.
Wow. Welcome.
Good luck to us.
Have you ever done a podcast before?
Not a podcast, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sorry. So I could.
I mean, it's really just the same thing. She works at the radio station, so she knows what she's doing, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm doing. I've been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah, I pretty much wing it wherever I go. So.
Yeah, yeah. So last week on the show, we were talking about this thing that I went through, and I thought I did a good deed. And, Kara, here's what went down. I was driving into work, the double lane thing that turns into work.
Right.
And this lady just veers into my lane and hits me.
Oh, okay.
And she was saying, oh, I'm sorry. I have to go to the hospital, which is right down the road. I have a heart murmur.
Ooh.
Blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what? It's just a couple dents on my car. It's a 2012. It has enough bumps on it. I let her go. Thought good humanitarian.
Wow. Yeah, that was really nice.
Crisco did not think that way. He thought I was an idiot for doing that. Just let her go. So later in the day, she came up to the workplace, the radio station, because she knew where I worked. And she was like, oh, my husband just wants to exchange information.
Okay, right, of course.
Oh, whatever. I got a call yesterday from my insurance thing saying I hit her.
Get out of here. What?
Yep. Her husband made me say I hit her.
Wait. He made you say it.
Well, made her say it to the, because if her husband made her come get the insurance information, it was his idea to get me to pay for her accident.
Well, he probably thought you're making millions of dollars, so.
Secret about radio, it's not.
Take advantage of the local celebrity?
Yeah, I don't know, but I basically told the insurance person, I was like, hell no. I was like, no way.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
Plus, the dent on my side is on my side of my car.
So a really easy place to, like, sideways put your car into somebody else?
No, you can't drive sideways. How does that happen?
Apparently you can. I don't know.
It's stupid. Oh, my God. And then it just, like, by what my insurance people told me, she claimed, at least this is the way her insurance got it from her, that I ran a red light. They both turn green. They both turn red. It's impossible. Oh,
I don't know.
I think old people need to die.
Wow, that was, well.
Well, maybe not drive.
They're on their way.
There's only one inevitable way for that to go.
It's happening anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah, it is life. It turns darker. But no, this is why old people can't drive or should get retested.
At least, yeah. One of those.
She ran, literally veered right into my... I hate people. I
most people, yeah.
I was a trusting person.
Right.
I thought I was being nice.
Nope. And that's what happens. They look cute because they're old, and you think, oh, look at what a cute little old person, and they make you feel bad for them. And the next thing you know...
Sinister B.
That's exactly what it was. Oh,
I hope she ends up like this one person we're talking about today.
Uh-oh.
We're playing a game of who's more terrible, and there's a lot of terrible people. The anti-vaxxers as a whole.
Okay.
They're claiming something that measles aren't that bad.
Right.
And their reference is the least scientific thing possible. But is it worse than a person who did something to his family? That basically, let's just put it this way. He flushed an entire person's life down the toilet. It comes from our state.
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah, of course it does. We are the Florida of the North.
Yes, we are.
And along with that, we're going to see, Google, you start typing something in and, you know, it pops up
sure. What
they think you want to search.
Right, yes.
Well, I'm going to see if you, Kara, could finish the sentence Google is going to do.
Ooh, that's challenging.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're going to hit some mind-blowing facts that sound completely fake, but are 100% true.
That's going to be weird.
It's going to
okay.
be mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. Hence the name.
And
the title.
We'll end things out with Avengers talk, including a lady who went to the hospital because of Avengers.
Oh, no.
It caused her to go to the hospital. It caused her to go to the hospital, and it also caused the guy to get punched in the face.
Oh, well, you know. Normal movie night.
And a very deep meaning behind a very simple sentence in the movie. It's all on the way next on A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
I'm a terrible person, 'cause I'm...
It's the theme song to this show. we're really not nice people. And now it's me and Kara's going to find things out about this this person of me that she only sees as, oh, he's nice.
Yeah, smiley. No.
Well, there's two terrible stories, and we're going to try to figure out who is the most terriblest of the week, of the month, of the year.
Okay.
All right. And it's going to start out with the anti-vaxxers. If you've been listening to this show, you know how much this show loves anti-vaxxers.
Sounds like a lot.
What do you think about anti-vaxxers?
Me personally?
Yes.
They're not like my best friends.
Do you even agree with them in
no,
any way possible?
I don't. Not at all. Sorry.
I had our cleaning girl on this radio station and our front desk girl are trying to tell me, well, you're not a parent and you don't know.
Mm.
Here's what I say. They say there's no proof that it doesn't cause autism. Well, there's no proof. You don't have to prove it doesn't.
Right. That's not how it works.
You have to prove why it does. And there's no proof of that. But what there is proof of is when you don't do it, measles break out.
Right.
And that's what we're having a problem with right now. There's a bunch of measles going around. But anti-vaxxers think that's not that bad.
Oh, no?
No. They're using scientific studies to show you don't need measles vaccines because it's not a bad deal. And that's science. Comes from the Brady Bunch episode. Is there a doctor in the house?
No,
yes, yes. Here it is. The moment that shows that it isn't that bad.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
That's not the way it works.
It doesn't even sound like it could be the way it works. It just sounds wrong.
You're not just like, yeah, measles. Woo!
So
can't
excited.
Wait for it. But that's their proof. They think that proves that measles aren't that bad.
I feel like you wouldn't even bother making a vaccine for something if it wasn't that bad.
Exactly.
Like,
measles didn't exist in our world for decades. And then Jenny McCarthy came out and said, don't vaccinate your kids. By the way, do you know the name of the dog from the Brady Bunch?
Oh, no, I don't think I do.
Oh, never mind. It's Alice.
Oh, my gosh. They had it. Well, all right. Okay.
So are they the stupidest people in the world? That's a tough case.
Pretty stupid.
But it could be this Pennsylvania man. Yes, it's the new Florida man, the Pennsylvania man. His name is Thomas Wells. All right. And he is a 33-year-old man.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he lives at home.
Oh, of course. Well,
with,
I mean,
yeah. With his like 60-something-year-old mom.
Sure.
This kind of guy does it. Well, for some reason, probably because he's 33 years old and welching off his parents, mom decided to kick him out of the house.
Yay, mom.
Yeah, right?
Mom sounds awesome.
Well, Mr. Thomas Wells did not think his mom was awesome. He's coming out of Pittsburgh, by the way.
Oh, my
favorite city in the world. Hate the Steelers, and now I hate them more because they gave birth to this, this douche canoe. He decided in retaliation, he took his grandparents, the mother's mother and father, their ashes, and flushed it down the toilet.
Oh, yeah. So who would have thought a 33-year-old man sitting at home with his mom living with her would have an issue where he would do something like that? Doesn't sound like that a mature man, right?
No, but
that doesn't make sense, does it?
Although,
what is wrong? What? What made him think? So wait, in his mind, he thought, if I take these ashes and flush them down the toilet, my mom will definitely not be mad. She'll beg me to stay here.
Yeah.
That's what he thought in his mind.
In his mind, this was real.
Yeah. No, of course.
Although I question the mother who kept the memorial to her parents, her beloved parents, in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, there's poop particles in there, man.
So maybe it was just to make a matter of time.
I guess. I mean, I've always said, my dad always said before he passed, he said, don't waste time on a funeral or anything like that. Just get me in ashes, burn me in the backyard, and flush me down to taps. Because it's a big waste of money. But I'm not sure this is how they wanted it to
go. Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's what they're picturing.
No, so the ultimate question is,
right,
is the most terrible people in the world anti-vaxxers that think the Brady Bunch proves science, or
right,
is it Mr. Thomas Wells of Pittsburgh who decided to flush his grandparents' ashes?
This is tough. I feel like I might have my answer.
Well, go for it.
I'm going to go anti-vaxxers because it's a group.
Yeah. You see, I'm with
that's where I'm going.
As much as Thomas Wells,
he sucks. Yeah.
He only affects one person, that affects the mother.
Right, right.
Anti-vaxxers are affecting all of us. All of New York is like in shutdown now and other states.
Yeah, they're not stopping.
So anti-vaxxers, you're worse than a person who flushed his own grandparents' remains down a toilet.
Feel good about yourselves.
Did you think he peed?
Oh, like after? Well, I mean, like, no.
Sent
pee,
it down?
You let it mellow, right?
Oh, no, gross. No, you're not that person, are you?
No, I'm not that person.
Wait. Now I can find. This is going to be totally off subject completely, but Crisco thinks myself and Mickey are disgusting for this. Is it okay to pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Yes, Crisco, you're wrong.
It's good for your feet. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh,
it's good
gross.
For your feet.
No. No. Oh, no.
You brought it up. I'm just giving you the
that
facts.
That is not good for your feet.
I'm just giving you the facts.
I pee right into the drain.
No, you should aim the other way. Let it mix around with any water that's in there.
No.
And it'll like moisturize the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, just stick your foot in the toilet with that guy's parents or grandparents. Oh, my God.
This is going in a bad direction.
Well, no, you brought it in that bad direction. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
where am I?
Just, I've read that. I'm telling
where?
You.
Where?
I don't know. Probably on some kind of weird chat board I shouldn't have been on.
Did you go where Mickey went to find a story a couple weeks ago? Woken.org?
Yeah, sure.
Don't go there because the stories aren't true, Mickey. Mickey. You are.
Damn it, Mickey.
Yeah, that's what I want to say to her. Oh. On your feet.
You're
the most terrible person. No, it's ended. There's the conversation. Thanks. It's over.
So worse than all of it.
Yeah. So
thanks for having me.
Yeah. No, you got to stay now because I need you to finish the Google sentence next.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Google has ruined my life. I have gotten dumber as the age goes on. Do you even like try to think of anything anymore, or if you don't know it, do you just Google it?
Oh, I haven't said Google. What?
And the best part is you don't have to even finish what you're typing. It's usually one of those finished or recognized searches.
Right.
They finish the sentence for you. But I thought it would be fun to see if you, Kara, could finish the sentences Google has for us right here. And I'm going to type them in.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if you could finish this. Our first one. Does Kanye West have a... What do you think Google put there?
God complex. Damn.
And that was your buzzer. No, he does. That's not even needed to be Googled. It was... Does Kanye West have a PhD? A lot of stupid
what?
People out there.
Who thinks that they're Googling it?
Probably Kanye West. More than likely Kanye West on that one.
Googles himself over and over and over again.
All right, so our next one is there anything better than, this could go in a dark direction, and I know where your mind is going.
I know where I'm. What the first word is that came to my mind.
Go for it.
Sex. What?
Netflix.
Yeah, that's about where this country is right now.
So that's definitely from women. No, no, actually, no, that's guys because they can't think. They already know the answer to that. No, so it is women searching that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because guys already know. All right. This could get worse.
This is not great.
This is worse. I don't even want to know the answer to this.
And I'm just giving you the first words that come to my head.
All right. Okay. Well, this should tell us a lot about you. Can you use a watermelon too?
Oh, no. No. Can you use a watermelon to... I really don't even know who would ask that question. Play volleyball. I don't know. Obviously not. Who would ask that?
To charge your phone.
What?
Because you can do it with a potato.
Yeah, well... Yeah, but you learn that in science class, like in grade school.
Yeah, so maybe they thought a watermelon's the same?
It's not the same, but okay. And also, I don't know why anyone is Googling that it has an automatic fill.
A lot. A lot. Why does SNL, Saturday Night Live, why does SNL?
And then just, that's it? Okay, why does SNL... have musical guests still.
It says, why do they hate Republicans? Because they're liberal.
That's, yeah.
That's the answer.
Who's looking that one up? I would have never thought of that.
It's Hollywood.
Super obvious answer on that one.
How about, do adopted babies
become president?
What?
I have no idea. I'm so bad at this game.
This is why you wondered why these stupid answers come up. It's you.
I don't know.
Just come with names. They don't come
like Cabbage
with names.
Patch Kids.
They have a tag on their ass. How about, are vegans allowed
to eat, drink Red Bull?
Are they allowed in Texas? It's actually, I think, still a state law that you can't insult beef in Texas. I live there. So, it was a law. You couldn't insult beef.
How would you even insult beef?
Like say it's bad for you or it's bad to eat or, you know, it's harming animals or whatever. That's illegal in Texas. You don't mess with their beef.
Oh, yeah.
Their what's for dinner?
Hats.
What?
Were their hats? Their
you are in a
hats.
Special spot.
I was
going
to go somewhere else with that, and then I changed my mind. Continue.
Would a compass?
Would a compass?
Yes.
Would a compass?
Think about its functionality.
Yeah.
Would a compass
go down?
Compass isn't the name of a person. It says, would it work on the moon? Would it work on the moon? The answer is no. I don't think it would because of the gravity and everything like that. I don't know. Crisco is probably cursing right now.
It would work differently, maybe.
Yeah, that's something you didn't know about Crisco. He worked here at the radio station. He actually graduated with a degree in nuclear science. He's a nuclear engineer.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of this one, big time science right here. Can horses grow? What?
There's something after that.
Yes.
Can horses...
This is like the ultimate answer. The next two, this one and the next one, are absolutely the way I think.
Oh my gosh. Can horses grow... I don't know.
You gotta give something.
Can horses grow...
Could be anything.
Chickens. I have no idea.
That was the stupidest answer you could have given. You're batting 1,000 here. Can horses grow mustaches?
What?
That vision is in my head now, like of like these really curly mustaches. Like, yeah, I'm a horse.
So people are really thinking of that, and they're like, you know what? I better double check this quick.
Now you got to think the way I think.
Okay, let me get my. All right. Focus.
All right.
Focus.
Do ghosts?
Go to the bathroom.
I'm going to kind of give it to you. It says, do ghosts fart?
Yes. Okay. Close enough.
Yeah. So you're 1 for 1,000. Can I become
a magician?
Jewish.
Well, what?
You could.
Yeah.
I think they thought it was like a nationality. A lot of people think you're being like racist if you say a Jewish joke, and not that I do that, but people think that that's race. It's not a race; it's a decision.
Right?
You know.
Right. Yes, people do become Jewish.
This one I love because it stays on religion, but it's so funny and innocent. Can Jesus watch yourself?
Is it innocent? Can Jesus?
It's innocent.
Fly. Is that it?
That's it.
Yes!
Can Jesus fly?
Yes. Woo! I can't believe it.
But why would someone think anybody would know that?
Why would
anybody know that?
Yeah, why would anybody know that?
You know,
who has
that,
the answer to that?
That great Bible story of when he had a cape. That was my favorite. It had a big J on the front. Jesus.
Where do you think all these superheroes came from? Clearly, Jesus? From the Bible.
From the Bible. Well, actually, no, that's mythological.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those came from.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing is, what was it? They're from, I think it's from pagan mythology, all these come from.
Yeah.
And someone brought out a meme. They said, what if they were all based on Norse mythology, I think it is Norse, and they said like Jesus would be flying around, and then you'd have all these like characters that are in the Bible actually as superheroes.
Yeah,
that would be wrong.
Different.
No, it wouldn't be right. Well, I mean, maybe if it started that way.
Yeah,
okay,
we didn't know any better.
Is it wrong to this is a moral dilemma right here. Huge.
Eat cheeseburgers.
Yeah, that moral dilemma.
I don't know.
Is it wrong to use the handicap stall? No way.
No.
That's the luxury box.
It is luxury box.
You take that. I don't care.
Yes.
If you see a handy kind of wheelchair come up, you don't push him out of the way.
Right. But if it's empty and you're in line and there's no one else there, use it. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Some of us have to go to the bathroom.
And I want room.
Yeah.
I want to stretch my legs.
I need to be able to move around.
Listen, I have the mega colon. I need all the space I can. That thing is going to blow
up.
That's
so much information.
I do. You didn't know that?
No, I do because I've heard about like the toilets getting clogged here multiple times.
That's me.
We figured.
Yeah, that's me.
And we get the warning that says don't use that bathroom.
It's double the size of most colons. I got a colonoscopy. It said that. No joke.
Well.
Is
it weird I want a unicorn?
Zombie apocalypse. That's Crisco, like 100%. He totally Googled that 100 times just to get it on this list.
Yeah, I could see people Googling that, actually.
Well, because of The Walking Dead, even though that's not really popular anymore.
No, but like the zombie thing, with like they have all those zombie like walks and parties in the park, don't they?
Yeah, they do the runs and stuff like that.
So I feel like people might not get the full effect of what it would really be, but...
Why would you want it?
Yeah.
That seems a little weird.
Yeah.
Do my pets... Oh, no, no, wait. Oh. First, this one should be easy for you. Why is it gross to...
Why is it gross to fart? What?
Pee in the shower.
Oh, we just talked about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's gross to do it, so exactly. I would never ask that question.
It isn't. It isn't, Crisco. 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 Do my pets know?
Do my pets know I love them?
No, it's am I pregnant? Well... in certain regions, in certain areas, they may be the reason.
Yes.
Why are there so many songs
about...
This one's really easy if you just follow the whole sentence.
Why are there so many songs on the radio?
What? There, first of all, there's not. There's like three. No, come on. You just need to say it in the voice. Maybe if I said it in the voice,
say it in the voice.
Why are there so many?
Oh, songs about rainbows.
Yeah, you see if
I... Oh, you can sing the right song.
That song makes me cry.
But are there so many songs about rainbows?
Well, there's that song. Rainbow in the Dark?
Sure.
By Dio? One of the most famous rock bands of all time?
Well, yeah, but that's two.
All right. Rainbow Bright theme song?
Well, obviously
Boom.
That one, yeah.
Boom.
So you're really, that's all right. You
Reading
off.
Rainbow?
Oh, I did like that song. I could probably sing that right now.
Go ahead.
No, I was okay.
Do it.
Butterfly in the sky.
I can go twice as high. Did you ever hear the DMX version?
No.
I'm in a book, in a book. It's Reading Rainbow. Here we go again. It's a great thing. You need to look that up. I can't play that on there because he says the N-word a lot in that song a lot. Can a new house
be haunted?
Oh!
Yes!
And the answer is no, because there's no such thing as haunted houses.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm going to be 36 years old.
Right.
How come I have not seen a ghost?
I don't know.
Exactly. It's impossible.
You're inviting a lot.
This one's coming straight from the certain demographic of voters.
Uh-oh.
Why do Mexicans?
come to America?
Very Trump of you.
That's where you said demographic before.
Speak Spanish.
What?
This one is specifically a question that's around Christmas, pending on, I can't say what. Is it bad if my...
For Christmas?
Well, around it could Christmas? Happen around Christmas, just going by what this says.
Is it bad if my mother-in-law comes to my house?
No, no, more immature than that. Poop is green. One time I was eating, my dad used to love to make those little Christmas tree cookies, and he'd make them by the pallets full, and I kept eating them, and it came out green, and my dad said, well, why don't you just put the press back underneath? We just keep it rolling. Why waste it all?
Who's eating those cookies?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
This one worries me. This one worries me a lot. It goes back to that demographic. I was saying certain demographics of people.
Yeah. I hate it when my cat depends on me for something.
Get ready for it. Seduces me.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting thing. So next.
This should be up your alley because you're a girl.
Well, we'll see.
How should a man
propose? That's a girl way to think of it.
Wear a scarf.
Oh.
Here's the answer.
He shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially those people that wear the designer scarves.
Yeah.
No, that's stupid. It's
fancy.
Warm. If it's warm, you don't wear one.
Right.
Easy. I don't wear one, period. Why? Because it's stupid.
Yeah. They don't really do a whole lot.
No.
If you think about it.
No, they just and they constantly come apart.
Yeah.
So you're just basically, it's practice for making a noose.
Right.
That's what it is.
It is noose.
How do you tell your cat?
How do you tell your cat to...
You love them.
I don't even know. I have no idea where to go.
I can tell you how. You say you love them. What does that even mean? What
no,
do
you
think? You
say meow.
No, I'm sorry. I just cursed and cat.
Oh, that was nice. Great.
Final one.
All right, come on.
What would happen if everyone... I don't think you're going to get it.
What would happen if everyone jumped at the same time?
Yeah. It says was the same. That would mean you live in Noxon. One limp family tree. That's what that is. You know, it's a great game. I mean, Google comes up with some weird stuff. If you could maybe, if you could Google some stuff and find some weird ones, you could email it to us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. So, what are we talking about? Oh, this one's great. Off of things Google is saying is weird, this is mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Facts that sound completely fake, which is kind of redundant, but are actually 100% true. Gonna blow your mind coming up next.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
You see, Mickey normally gets mad when me and Chris go do the gyrating. You see, Kara's getting into this. Okay, it's over. I'm sorry.
It's over.
Yeah, that probably is an HR problem here. I'm probably gonna have to fill out a paper for that. I just took that test. Did you do that?
I haven't even gotten the link yet.
Oh, well, it's been done for a while.
Yeah, I keep asking them for it.
Yeah, these sexual harassment trainings at a corporate center, it's hilarious because there's, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, thanks.
There's one question where it asks, like, what are sexual harassment? Is this not sexual harassment, but harassment in general? And one was, my boss, I'm a Muslim, and my boss told me not to go into the sales area because when I get mad, they think I'm going to blow up buildings. I'm like, where did that example come from? I was like, oh my God, that was actually said?
I feel like all of those examples are just, yeah, that can't be great.
But these blow your mind even more than that.
Right.
My favorite site, BuzzFeed, because they tell me what crayon I'm going to be and what member of Seventh Heaven I am. But they sometimes have some gems like this. They have 75. We are not going to do 75 of them, but they're facts that sound completely fake but are 100% true.
Okay.
And there's a couple of these I knew, and it actually blows your mind. Try to breathe and swallow at the same time. You can't.
All right. Wait.
Like, even out your nose.
Oh, no, you really can't.
You can't.
That's weird.
And kind of going on the same subject, it's also impossible to hum while holding your nose. Go ahead. Watch.
Nope, it stopped. It was like residual toward the end for a second,
like,
there.
Please!
And then the air ran out and it was over.
Yeah, it just says,
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, because it's kind of the same with the breathe and swallow thing. It all comes from one canal.
Right. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. This one's pretty cool.
Okay.
If you fold a piece of paper 42 times, it would reach the moon.
Wait.
If you folded it,
that doesn't make sense. Because how could you even fold it 42 times?
Wait a second. Is there
right?
Is there some things over here? Let me see this real quick. Because I think I could. Oh, yeah. Here, paper folding to the moon. I got this idea from Michael. Let's see. How many times would you have to fold a piece of paper onto itself to reach the moon? And it says 42.
So how big of a piece of paper is it?
You see a pattern here? 41. Well, you get slightly more halfway to the moon, 42. Oh, my God. This is very confusing. I mean, I believe them because there's a whole site on this.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole site. It's on scienceblogs.com, which I assume knows science.
Yeah.
It says, let's see how they figure it out. I don't know how thick one piece of paper is, but I know it's pretty thin. I can, however, estimate how big those 500-page reams are. They're about 2 inches high, so maybe that's about 5 centimeters. That means one page is about 0.01 centimeters high, and what of the moon? Oh, I did just read this article.
Yeah,
I'll agree with them.
I'm having a little trouble visualizing this.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Ah, but this is interesting. Have you ever been scared to go to the ocean because of sharks?
Yes, and like everything else in the ocean.
Well, coconuts kill more people than sharks every year.
What? How? Like falling off the tree?
No, they run up and shoot them. What did you think happened? That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know. Like maybe like coconut juice or whatever it's called. Water? Milk? What is coconut? What is it?
What?
Maybe like the juice of the coconut is poisonous to people and that's how they die? Or are we talking coconuts falling off trees? I've got you thinking now.
No.
You're thinking of what to
I'm
say to
I'm starting
me?
To think I'm going to side with the anti-vaxxers now.
All right, just...
They kill people.
Okay, got it.
And sharks aren't that... Don't kill many people.
Right. You just hear about it.
Exactly. You don't hear, oh, coconut kills a man today.
Right. Which, though, you think they'd pay attention to that. Seems like a story.
Yeah, coconut, CN coconut. That's
so
that's
weird. Okay.
The Coconut News Network. That's what CNN is. All right. This one doesn't get weird until you really think about the letters. Umopisidin is upside down spelled upside down. It's actually different letters in the alphabet because when you flip it upside down, it's UMOPAPISDN. Upside down doesn't have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Blows your mind.
Wow.
Blows your mind. Brussels sprouts grow on stalks like corn.
They do?
Check out this picture.
I thought they were kind of like pods or something.
No. Well, they are.
Oh.
Well, I turned off the computer.
Hey, come here. Look at this picture. Ha ha ha. No.
Yeah, there. See? See? It looks like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm pressing all things. I'm not used to this computer.
It does. It looks like...
Yeah, and pineapples grow out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. No, I did know that. Because I went to the Dole pineapple plantation once.
That sounds so racist.
No, it's a real.
I went down to
called.
The plantation.
<It's called.
laughs> Oh yeah, did you yes. did you wear white sheets down there too?
No, but we did get lost in a maze, a pineapple maze.
Was it amazing?
It was so amazing, amazing.
Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto.
Wow.
Yeah. You know
and
who,
it's just as cold.
Yeah, and if you don't believe that, Putin will kill you.
Is what it is.
Saudi Arabia imports camel from Australia.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. What?
Saudi
so
Arabia. They import their camels. So Australia, they export kangaroos and camels.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
That's so
why?
Funny. Really? That's
hippo no. milk is pink.
Oh.
There's something for you.
Strawberry milk.
This one, we actually covered on a previous segment a couple podcasts ago. You can go to just go to freakaccent.com and click on podcast. You can scroll back and just look up movie facts or something like that. You'll see that. But Woody from Toy Story has a full name.
He does?
Yeah. It's Woody Pride.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the toy Barbie has a full name.
What's her name?
Barbie Millicent Roberts. BMR.
So romantic.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting. Oh,
there's another one. Mr. Clean has a full name.
What? We've always been so like proper with Mr. Clean.
Yeah, I guess at one point he was a little clean and they didn't have to care about it.
Yeah.
It's veritably clean.
Oh.
I don't know what the word veritably means.
I think
means.
It's like probably like truthfully clean. Like,
let's see.
I think that's what veritable means.
Veritably definition. Okay. We're going to find out what that's actually.
Let's see if I'm right.
Being in fact the thing named not false, not unreal, or
Truth.
You got it.
Yes.
See, use it in a sentence. This is why those kids always do it at those stupid. I didn't say thank you. So
you just Googled something.
Oh,
you didn't even need to.
Here's something crazy. The word swims upside down is still swims.
I could see that.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because.
Like, I can literally see it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not something you have to think very hard about.
Like, it's right there. Yeah.
Oh, the Cookie Monster has a real name, too.
Really?
It's Sid.
Aw, poor Sid.
Sid Cookie Monster. Huh. Carrots were originally purple. There's something neat to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why they're not anymore.
What?
I wonder why carrots were originally purple?
Yeah.
I know. I wonder why they're not anymore. Seems like
life?
An interesting thing.
Life made it that way?
Life.
Ooh.
Because I said so?
We went back to the shark thing. Let's revisit that. Vending machines are twice as likely to kill you than a shark.
What?
Yeah. So that vending machine out in the office, watch out.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you. Cap you. Oh, this is crazy. This is actually insane. When did this article come out? Okay, it didn't come out too long ago, so this still stands true. Now, not talking about the remake, but in a few months, The Lion King will have been released closer to the moon landing than to the day.
What?
That's how far we are removed.
That's
from The Lion King.
Outrageous.
I feel sick.
Ew, me too.
Oh. Uh-oh. This one we went over last week, but since you weren't here, Kara, Betty White is actually older than sliced bread. She was born in 22, sliced bread 28.
Wow.
Boom. How you like that? How you like that? A strawberry isn't a berry, but a banana is.
Okay.
So are avocados and watermelons.
Are berries?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Bananas, avocados, watermelons, berries, strawberries, no. But it's called a strawberry.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's some blow your mind.
Yeah.
There are more fake flamingos in the world than real flamingos. I could tell that by really junky backyards.
Yep.
You don't have a family member that has that, do you?
No, we have no baubles in our yards out of any kind.
Oh, this one I want to try. All right. Everybody try this while you're listening. Well, you're going to might have to pause it, but if you put your finger in your ear and scratch, it sounds like Pac-Man. Oh my God, it does. Waka waka.
Yeah, it does. Waka waka
waka. Oh, I'm going to feel deaf people will never know that.
That's not fair. It's not fair.
Oh,
that's something everyone should experience.
Oh my God. That's how big a traffic light is.
What?
Just look at it. That's how big a traffic light is. It's like half a body.
No way.
That's half a body of like a 5'6" person.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Wow.
There's more tigers in Texas than in the rest of the world.
Wow. Texas.
Yeah.
Beef,
how about that?
Tigers.
And our 10th president, I'll end it with this. Our 10th president, John Tyler, has a grandson who's alive today.
Wow. What?
His name's Steven Tyler. No. That's really bad. That was really, really, really bad. I apologize for that. That was just terrible. But, you know what? We could do this another show. If you could think of a weird fact we didn't go over that seems fake, but it's actually 100% true, email it to us, freaks@afreakaction.com. Hell, you could tweet us. Just look up @afreakaction. Or just message on Facebook. Look up a freak accent. I hit all those little corridors right there. And we're going to end out this show today with something that is the end. The end of an era. Of course, I'm talking about Avengers Endgame.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Oh, I was so excited to see this movie, Avengers Endgame. It's the end of 11 years.
That's crazy.
22 movies.
That's, yes, quite a bit.
Our boy who isn't here today, Crisco, it's the entire relationship he's had with his wife.
So that's over.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You heard that, Crisco. That was not me. That was Kara. Kara.
Anyway.
K-A-R-A.
I'm not going to be here ever again.
So. Nope, nope. Not, well, not according to him, you won't be. You just put doom to his marriage like this music. Now, you haven't seen it yet.
Not yet, no.
But you're a Marvel fan, though.
Yes. Right?
So you said you're going to watch all the movies leading.
That's what I want to do.
Have you started?
No.
When do you want to see this?
I'm working a lot this week, but I have my Fandango gift cards ready to go. And because that's how I'm doing this.
That's how I'm doing this.
That's how I roll. And there was like a little picture that was on social media that showed all the Marvel movies and what order you should watch them in to be best prepared for Endgame.
You see, there's something even sicker than that. There's somebody who time stamped it. Every single clip, every single like scene.
Yeah.
And how to watch each scene in each movie so it's perfect.
No way.
It's sick. That person has a sick, sick problem.
Yeah, and a lot of time.
Yeah, no, a lot.
Like now, a lot of time.
I can tell you the movie definitely delivers on the best ending.
Oh, okay.
It was a great ending to all that. And, you know, there's still technically Spider-Man. The next Spider-Man is still part of Phase 3 from what I've read.
Okay.
So... But this ends like the Thanos storyline.
Right.
This is the end of it. And it's a full circle.
Yeah.
It really feels full circle. There's a lot of loss in this, though.
I know. People said they were like really upset.
They're so upset. This woman in China was crying so uncontrollably after seeing the movie that she started hyperventilating. So she had to go to the ER.
What?
Muscle spasms, chest pain, whoa, numbness in her limbs.
What?
That's a little far.
I mean, she might be a little too invested in these movies.
Yeah, my friend's sister cried right next to me, and I laughed right in her face, because that's stupid.
No, you don't think so? A lot of people said they cried.
I'm just not a crying person.
Yeah.
There was one, funny enough, I got teared up during Guardians of the Galaxy. Because when he has that moment with the blue guy, I forget his name, but and he like kind of dies, and I, you know, I've had that my father, and right, it was okay. Kind of like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Oh. But this, I don't know. Maybe because I saw all this stuff happening.
Yeah, and like you knew you were coming to the end, so you knew things had to be closed out, so yeah. You kind of expected.
And I don't want to spoil it. I don't, so I'm not going to. But there is a point where there's people who cry towards the end. Yeah. there was also a fight with this, I forget where it was. It was in the United States. It wasn't. It was in Hong Kong.
Wow. Well,
yeah, keeping China to Hong Kong, wherever. I guess this guy came out of the screening and starting shouting loudly all the spoilers and everything to the people.
What?
But the people outside did exactly what they should have did. What do you think that was?
I don't know.
Beat the crap out of him.
I was gonna say, they attacked him? That's terrible.
Yeah, no, he had to get treated by a medical team and everything like that. There's actually a photo of him I'm pulling up right now.
I just feel like he's asking.
Yeah, there he is. There he's laying on the ground with like his face getting treated and everything like that.
You know, he should know better.
No, he deserves that.
Yeah, you don't go in there and see the movie, come out, yell all the spoilers and think everyone's gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, come on.
It's very far. If you didn't see it yet, if you see spoilers, it's kind of your fault right now. Right. Sorry, Kara.
No, I understand. I get it.
Also, something funny. On Twitter, people were so amped up that they were hashtagging it and everything like that. And for the opening night, trending worldwide was the Averagers. Because they forgot the R in the end. They were so happy.
Oh, boy.
They were so happy about it that they spelled it all wrong.
Sounds like a really average
movie. So I don't think this will spoil it about the movie. Okay. I mean,
no.
Unless you really want to know everything about it. There's one scene in this where Tony Stark, Iron Man, is talking to his daughter. Uh-huh. And this is what she says to him. I love you 3,000.
That's like adorable.
And he says it too. And people just thought it was a, you know, a cutesy little thing.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers actually dug in very deep for this. This is actually a very secret Easter egg.
Ooh.
In the whole movie.
Okay.
So I Love You 3000 is actually, after this next Spider-Man finish,
right,
3,000 minutes of Marvel movies had been made.
No, come on.
So by the end of Phase 3, which will be the end of the Spider-Man movie, 3,000 minutes.
Now, see, that's cool to know before even seeing it, because now when I see that, when I hear that line, it's going to be like, I know this too. And it's going to like really, I'm going to feel it like all.
Yeah, you're going to get all those. Oh,
yeah, I'm going to be out crying.
So, but then right after, shortly afterwards, Iron Man Tony Stark goes to his wife and says, yeah, she said she loves me 3,000. She only loves you 600 to 900. That was a shot at DC. Because right now, DC has only made 954 minutes of movies.
Oh, my gosh.
That is crazy.
Come on. You have to be pretty smart to be, like, figuring all that out and then fitting it into the movie where it actually makes sense in the movie.
Exactly.
And, you know, people enjoy it. That's pretty good.
And then at the end of the movie, okay. So there's, at the end, there's a finale. I'm not going to say what the finale is, but there's a teenager sitting in the crowd. There's a crowd, but there's a teenager standing there, and you may not know who he is. And a lot of people didn't. I didn't know. It's actually the kid who is the potato gun expert in Iron Man 3, all grown up.
What?
So it's a real big throwback.
Jeez.
Yeah, and he's a teenager now, and that's actually what that was.
That's also kind of creepy. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
One big thing about this movie, you know, Marvel movies always have something at the end.
Right.
They always have, like, an extra scene. There's none in this.
Nothing.
Nothing mid-credits, end of credits. But there is something people have been bothered about. And it's when, you know, at the end of the credits, they show the big Marvel logo, right, and then it's over?
Right.
Well, during that that Marvel logo, people hear clanking. Like,
really?
Like metal clanking. And they're like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Again, big time throwback. A lot of fans are speculating. That's the sound Tony Stark Tony Stark had when he was making the first Iron Man suit in Iron Man 1, which kicked off this big Marvel universe.
Oh, wow.
So that's what they did. They put the sound effect back in it to add it at the end of the movie, kind of full circle on the whole Phase 1 through 3.
Wow, that's really very cool. Like, come on. How do you not? Wow.
Oh, I know. And you better go see this movie. I think it's a 5 out of 5, personally. I just think it's not Infinity War. People said this, and I get it now. Infinity War was the brawn. This is the brains.
Okay.
It's very good in a different way. It's a lot of thinking. It's a lot of throwbacks and stuff like that. But it makes you almost paid off that you watched them all.
Right.
And it surely paid off. The first movie ever in opening weekend to make $1
billion. Yeah, isn't that nuts?
$1.2 billion to be exact. But it probably will never be the most most selling franchise of all time. If you go with inflation,
right? Oh well,
Gone
right.
with the Wind.
Yeah,
Gone with the Wind would have made somewhere around $7.5 billion.
That's also crazy.
But there's also the argument: what other movies were out then?
Yeah, how many options did you really have? Right.
But it will. I have a feeling it will beat the one in the more modern era, and the one when you don't add in inflation. I think it's still Avatar.
Yeah.
And I think that one we talked about it last week. It was something that made like $2 billion or $4 billion. This made $1 billion in the first weekend. Yeah. It's going to crush it.
Oh, so much. Because there's so many people that still haven't seen it. There has to be people that have. I mean, can't be the only person who hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah. So. I mean, there was news that came out. I don't want to even say it. It's something about Thor. I could say it. He signed on for the next phase.
Yes, I did see that.
And if you see the movie, you'll know that he's probably, at least the first one, will not be in a Thor movie to kick it off. When you see the movie, you'll understand why, and it is hilarious. Spoiler, not a spoiler, but a little hint, I could be Thor for Halloween this year.
Oh.
And not even try.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say about it. It is fantastic. You got to go see that movie. You're going to see it this weekend.
I have to see it this weekend. It's got to happen.
So you're going to binge and not go to work and just watch all the movies.
Or binge while I'm at work. Don't tell anybody.
Well, that'll do it for today. No one's left in the building except the cleaning lady, and she can't really do much. She could just clean. That'll do it for today's show. Hopefully everybody's back next week. Kara, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for picking me last.
Third. There could have been another.
There could have.
The cleaning lady's out there. I could have asked her.
Yeah.
There was tons of other options.
Tons of options.
There wasn't other options. But hopefully Crisco and Mickey make it back next week, where we are going to tell you how selfies are ruining your health for real. Ooh. Like, this isn't just like, hey, you're being stupid because you're taking selfies. They are actually ruining your health.
This can't be good.
No, you'll find that out next week. Plus, we'll finally maybe do this bit. It's been teased for 3 weeks now, or as we like to call it, Matt Damon. We'll try to guess songs by hearing only three notes. Will it happen? I don't know, because these two numbskulls, Mickey and Crisco, can't figure out how to show up to a show, but we'll see how that works out. I'm going to burn Mickey's park down, and I'm going to make Crisco lose a job.
Yes.
And that's how it's going to happen. Till then, make sure to go to afreakaction.com. We have all our stuff up there, all this extra stuff. Plus, you can head over there, click the Connect tab, and then we have all our social medias on there. So link up with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And on Facebook, we always ask questions. You can be part of the show if you do that. Or you can email us about anything in the entire world. Just email freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's freaks@afreakaccident.com. And if you leave your physical mailing address, we will give you free stickers. No postage, no nothing. We will mail it right to their house.
Wow.
I know. How nice is that?
That is fancy.
You still have to email us, though, because I'm not going to deliver stickers to you.
Yeah, no, don't.
That's the rule.
Just handing them off to me. That's not right.
No. That would just be rude.
It's not fair.
That's not fair to everybody else.
It's not.
And I'm not about being, I'm all inclusive.
That's right.
That's what I am.
Just like a good vacation property.
Hashtag stickers too. And, you make sure to do this. This is really important. iTunes, which is Apple Podcasts now. Google Play Music, which is Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, make sure to subscribe. That way the episodes come right to you. You don't have to come to us. They deliver it right to your service, and you don't have to worry about it. And also, if you feel nice, you like the show, make sure to rate us and review us on each one of those platforms, especially iTunes, because that's really important to help us. And if you help us, we'll help you and give you a bunch of cool stuff if you do it. But those services only have like 10 episodes. So you could go to afreakaccident.com, click that podcast section. Every episode we've ever done, like we've always said, since A New Hope is over there. Episode one all the way to now. You can grab it at afreakaccident.com. Next week on the show, I already told you. So that is it. Kara, again, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Wow, that sounded really enthusiastic. Well, for Kara, for Mickey, for Crisco, I'm Lazy E, reminding you, you might have it all figured out until a freak accident happens.
Crisco is terrible.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.